Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Wednesday, July 30th. County commissioners on Monday approved a new ordinance that will require permits for large protests. The new rules also prohibit protests from taking place within one-tenth of a mile of schools during school hours. County Commission Chair Laverne Coleman said that the rule was being put in place not to prevent people from exercising their First Amendment rights, but to make sure that the school day and instructional periods can take place without disruption. A number of residents of Lake Waccamaw, Buckhead, and St. James spoke out Monday against a proposal that would bring 4,500 new homes to along Old Lake Road. County commissioners have expressed no support for the plan. However, it was forwarded to the commissioners for the positive endorsement by the planning board. The project would potentially bring more than 10,000 new residents to the area. Concerns expressed about the project include traffic congestion, environmental impact and pollution, as well as stormwater and flooding. It's a busy time in the General Assembly this week as the special session was called. So far, 12 of 14 vetoes issued by Governor Josh Stein have been overridden. The two houses of the General Assembly reconvened on Tuesday. They split the 14 bills for discussion during the session. Among the bills overridden so far are those for reducing green energy requirements, defining sex by biology, requiring local law enforcement to cooperate with immigration officials, and protecting the privacy of donors. It is expected that Governor Stein will try to stop several of the bills from becoming law through the courts. The Sheriff's Office is asking for donations to help fund the final expenses for Detention Officer Aaron A.J. Shipman. He died less than 2 hours into his first day of work last week. Donations may be made directly to SNL Funeral Home in Fair Bluff with a notation for Aaron Shipman. State Bureau of Investigation is working to determine how an inmate at Columbus Correctional Center died. Quayshawn Omar Shuford, age 31, was found unresponsive in a dormitory just after midnight Thursday. The death is the second of an inmate at Columbus this year. Marcus Robert Sanders was found unconscious and non-responsive in his bed in April. A bandit tried to rob the Brunswick Dollar General store at gunpoint on Monday, but didn't go very far and didn't get very much. The suspect told the clerk he had a weapon and demanded cash. Then he fled the store without any money, but with about $10 worth of merchandise. The sheriff's office is continuing the investigation. Today is the deadline to sign up if you are a Whiteville High School student interested in raising and showing a pig at the Columbus County Agricultural Fair. You need to call FFA advisor Ashley Fowler today at 910-499-3552 to reserve your pig. Now, any Whiteville High student can participate. Pig pickup is going to be July 31st. That's tomorrow, and all pigs must be reserved in advance today. That number again is 910-499-3552. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.